The Traveler's Journal, February 4th, reminding you to do your homework before you go. When you cross the border of a foreign country, it's important to remember that more than currency, food and language can change. Outside the United States, rights and freedoms we take for granted here may have absolutely no meaning. The same goes for issues of crime and punishment. In many countries, seemingly innocent infractions can result in significant imprisonments. Here are security tips all travelers can use, no matter where they call home. First, be sure your passport and visas are in order. Otherwise, you might find yourself at a border with one country not wanting to admit you and the other not wanting you back. Leave with someone at home a list of all important documents you're taking. Include serial numbers of your passport and airline tickets. That way, if you lose everything, you're only one phone call away from information that will help you get quick replacements. Naturalized Americans should remember that their native countries may consider them still to be citizens. If you, your parents, or in some cases even your grandparents, were born in another country, you may be eligible for taxation as soon as you cross the border. Or even worse, Americans have returned for visits to their native land and been forcibly inducted into that nation's military. If there's any chance you might be considered a citizen of a country you plan to visit, check your legal obligations with its embassy in Washington before you go. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.